Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Let me ask you a question. How often do you find yourself holding back from speaking up, from maybe sharing ideas, opinions, asking questions, or simply reaching out to connect with others? Is that something that happens to you? Do you find yourself holding yourself back? And what does that mean for you? What can you do to strengthen your self-belief and maybe take even greater control of your life by virtue of doing that? There are many factors at play here, and these can prevent us from speaking up, from showing up. And some of the things I'd like to share with you that might be causing that are the following. So number one, we feel that our voice is not worthy of being heard. So therefore we hold back, we stay quiet, we don't feel that we would speak up because perhaps nobody wants to listen to us, excuse me. And then maybe we've had a previous bad experience when we did speak up. So now we feel actually, well, we don't want to do that anymore because we don't know what people are going to think, what they're going to say, are we going to be judged? So that's the other thing. Number three is about worrying about people's judgment, other people's opinions. And so there are a number of factors that sometimes are almost outside of our consciousness. They're not things that necessarily at the front of our mind that could be preventing us from speaking out. So the first thing you want to be doing is understanding for you what it is that is holding you back. The fourth thing is a lack of self-confidence, a lack of self-belief, both in ourselves and also in our abilities. So ask yourself, is that you? Do you sometimes question yourself in your own abilities and the way that you're showing up, the way you come across? And again, going back to the judgment and the opinions of others, what is it that's happening for you? And then finally, and this is not a defined list, by the way, these are just some examples, but the final one I'd share with you, number five, is maybe you have an inferiority complex, perhaps you, due to maybe how you look, how you sound, your perceived lack of knowledge or education, maybe a diverse background, whatever it might be that has you feeling that you have that inferiority complex, that you're not good enough, that you're not as good as the people around you. So give some thought to this and think, is this you? Is this one of the reasons that might be holding you back from putting yourself forward, from putting yourself out there so that you get to create those next opportunities for you? So a lot of you might be surprised if you know me to learn that actually I'm one of those people who did early on in my life, as well as in my early career, I did suffer with a huge inferiority complex because of the way I looked, and therefore as a consequence, and also some other health issues I had, which meant that I felt that everyone was constantly judging me and nobody wanted to listen to me, to hear what I had to say. Which meant that when I embarked on my career early on, and we're talking about 25, 27 years ago now, I kept my head down. I worked really hard because I thought that would be enough to advance me in my career. But what I didn't do is I didn't really make myself known. I didn't speak up. I didn't make people aware of who I was, what I was about, the value that I was bringing to the organization. And what that meant was, is that I started to realize that if I wanted to achieve the career aspirations that I had planned for myself, I needed to do something different. I was going to struggle otherwise. And you probably heard me talk about this before, where it was actually, I was working in finance back then as an accountant, and my financial controller actually recommended to me that I need to take a look at what I was doing and think about doing something differently. And he said I needed to make myself known, that I was too quiet. But I struggled with this because I thought, well, who's going to want to listen to me? Who's going to want to connect with me, talk to me? You know, I felt that if I just worked really hard, everybody would know, of course. Why wouldn't they? Why should people not know what I'm doing and how good I am at what I do? But then I came to realize from that conversation with my financial controller and then starting to observe more and think about what was going on around me, that actually that isn't enough. That isn't enough for me to advance my career. And therefore, it meant that I needed to show up more. I needed to be visible to the people around me, in particular, the people that mattered. That is the decision makers, the hiring managers, the people who are thinking about or who have the responsibility rather for the bonuses and the pay rise. So this is where I then started to think, okay, well, what is it I need to do differently? And I, without going over my story, because I've shared this before with you, is that I actually took myself massively out of my comfort zone, because this is the only way I'm going to force myself to be able to do something different. And by leaving accountancy and going into recruitment, if you imagine someone who lacks confidence, who's shy, who has an inferiority complex, going and putting themselves in a position where now you've got no choice. You've got to make those cold calls. You've got to show up to clients. You've got to go and interview candidates. You've got to make sales, right? But by doing that, it forced me to do something I wasn't comfortable with. And it allowed me to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, which meant that it was a huge, huge impact, positive impact to my confidence, to my self-belief, and ultimately to my realization that we do all have value to bring to the table. Why do I say that? Because I was successful in recruitment, which meant that my candidates were coming towards me. They were wanting me to help them. It meant that the clients that I was working with would interview and then hire people that I was recommending to them. So they were listening, people were listening. And that is what made me realize, actually, number one, nobody is better or less than me. We are all equal. We all have value to bring to the table. And it really taught me that without stretching myself, without taking myself out of my comfort zone, I wouldn't realize what I was truly capable of. And that is a pattern I've seen throughout my own career. And something I advocate to everyone is to really continue to grow, to stretch yourself, to try new things. So what has it cost you in the past? If you're someone who perhaps has held yourself back in some way, whether it's because you feel that your voice isn't worthy of being heard, maybe it's because when you were growing up, your parents always told you to be quiet or dismiss something you had to say. You know, imagine the situation where you say to your parents, you know, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be whatever, a doctor, a pilot, whatever it might be, a footballer. And you get dismissed. Oh, don't be so silly. You know, you're going to do this, or this is what you should do, or whatever the response is. But what does that mean for the child? It means that the child may feel either, well, actually, I have an idea, but now I'm not going to share it. And that experience that child has had means that even if it's subconsciously, it might not be something you walk around thinking about all the time, but subconsciously you'll be feeling, well, you know what, I'm not going to do that again. Because when I spoke up, when I was, you know, and I said about this is what I want to do, I have an idea, it was knocked back, it was dismissed, it was belittled. And that's where it's very, very important to become aware of how we speak to other people, particularly children, but also to adults, and also how we speak to ourselves, because that's the thing we often forget, we overlook, is how we speak to ourselves. We're all guilty of it. We all have that chimp on our shoulder here that tells us, oh, you know, you can't do that, or you're not good enough, or just imagine, who do you think you are? And those are things that stop us here from making those decisions and putting ourselves out there and trying new things. So we need to boot this away, essentially, and really tune into, okay, what is it that I really want? And talk to yourself as if you were your five-year-old self. In other words, encourage yourself, give yourself a pat on the back, and remember to tell yourself how good you are, and to keep going, and to keep trying new things, and, you know, taking risks, taking those challenges, because it's a lot of the time it's that inner dialogue we have with ourselves that will hold us back, that will stop us from moving forward. If you know that at some point you've held yourself back in some way, and have you stopped to think and ask yourself, well, okay, what is it that's actually stopped me? Is it a past event, a situation that occurred, whether it was when you were a child or even when you started working and maybe somebody laughed at you or said something to put you down? And even without realizing it, you're still holding on to that because now you're thinking, one time I spoke up in a meeting and everyone just laughed at me, doesn't mean it's going to happen again, right? We all have crappy experiences. We all have situations where we maybe get humiliated, we get embarrassed, or we get knocked down and dismissed. The thing is, that doesn't mean it's going to happen every time. So what we want to be doing is recognizing the difference, I guess, between what is a belief that we've created for ourselves based on a past experience, based on the inner dialogue that we tell ourselves, that little chimp on the shoulder. As Jags says, that pesky chimp. Yes, indeed. Very true. So we need to get control of that. We need to, and by doing that, it's about becoming aware of that pesky chimp on our shoulder and actually just telling it to go away, or to either just talk to me nicely or don't talk to me at all. And so this is where it's about building our self-awareness, becoming more aware of our behaviors and how we are responding to situations, which could be based on the event or the circumstance at the time, but it can also be based on what's happened in the past. And as I said, it could be the smallest thing, such as that somebody once like laughed at you when you said that when I grow up, I want to be a footballer. And then actually parents are like, don't be so silly. Particularly if you're a girl, it might be, oh, that's for boys. Why would you want to do that? So now you might be thinking, well, I don't want to share my ideas anymore, my opinions, because I get dismissed. And actually my ideas are stupid. Okay. So that's not a fact. That's an experience we've had. And what with human behavior, typically what we end up doing is we then almost create a fact from that situation, that experience that we've had, and it becomes a belief, and that belief becomes your truth. So by building your awareness of your behaviors and why you respond the way you do to situations, why you choose to do something over another, becoming aware of that will help you to recognize the things that aren't serving you, they're not helping you, and perhaps actually holding you back from being able to move forward. Usually this, by the way, just this might make you feel better, this is for all of you, is that oftentimes when other people put us down, it's because it's coming from their own insecurities. It's not about that they are better, because I said no one is better or lesser than you, than any of us. But oftentimes when people do say mean things or try to put you down or to knock your confidence, it's because it's coming from their own place of insecurity. And by bringing you down, it makes them feel better, or it helps, they think it helps them look better to others. So remember, think about the intention behind what people are saying to you. If it's something that isn't very nice, it makes you feel hurt, upset, humiliated, embarrassed, whatever it might be, question yourself. Don't take everything at face value. Think about the intentions behind what people are saying to you. Are they doing it to be helpful? Is it constructive feedback? Or is it because they're coming from a place of insecurity about themselves, their abilities, their knowledge, maybe the job they're in, that they want the promotion and so do you. So if they put you down, if they knock your confidence, then they stand a better chance. So you want to be thinking about all of these things. This is where it's about building out your self-awareness. So just to go back over this and just to reiterate, the factors that are at play which prevent us from speaking up, the things that hold us back, start to become aware of what they are, and then think about what can you do differently to prevent that happening. So for example, it's that we're not worthy of being heard. Maybe we've been dismissed a lot in the past. Actually, that's other people, that's not about you. You may have had a previous bad experience when you did speak up. For example, if you spoke up in front of a room of people in a meeting, or maybe when you're at school in the class and everyone laughed at you, it's okay. It doesn't mean it's going to happen every time you do it again. And also remember the way that you speak as well, the way you speak up is to speak with that confidence, with that certainty, because things can land very differently. You're more likely to be listened to and to be heard when you use the right kind of tonality. So having that certainty in yourself, having confidence in what you're saying and how you say it. If you know, oftentimes the tonality we use, if you're making a statement and at the end of the statement your tonality goes up, so it then sounds like a question, that brings into question your certainty about yourself and what you're saying. So you want to ensure your tonality gives that certainty to what you are suggesting, whether it's an opinion, an idea, even just in a day-to-day conversation. You want the tonality when you're making a statement to go down at the end rather than going up like a question. The third thing is worrying about judgment and other people's opinions. We all do it. It's so easy to do because we worry about what other people think. And I talk as well about, you know, personal branding is others' perceptions of you. So you want to create a great impression of yourself. You want to show up as the best version of yourself. At the same time, you also want to let go of the judgment of other people, because I say oftentimes a lot of that negative judgment or opinions come from other people's insecurities. It's not about you. And then lacking confidence in ourselves and our abilities. So one thing I'd advocate here, if you're someone who feels maybe you've got imposter syndrome, you're like, why am I here? I really don't know what I'm doing, or I'm not good enough. All of that, the chimp again that we've got come back, talking about things that are knocking our confidence. Something I'd invite you to consider doing is to each day, at the end of the day, just jot down one or two things that went really well for you. They could be the smallest things. They could be a big project, a big achievement, a great success. It can be big, it can be small, but start to accumulate a list of points that relate to things that have gone well throughout your day, and do this every day or do it at the end of the week and reflect on that, and write it down. Don't type it into your phone or on your laptop. Write it down in a notebook and then look back every week or so and just look at all these things that I'm accomplishing. Look at how good I am. I've had this, you know, even if it's you've helped a friend out of a problem situation by giving them some advice. You're a good listener. You know, you're experiencing whatever that problem might have been. So start to shift your perspective of you and recognize the value that you have to bring to the table. This can be in your personal as well as your professional life. Okay, so by not speaking up, ask yourself this: what has it cost you in the past? The reason I ask you this is because this was me. As I said, I was the kid who then grew up in my early 20s, really lacking the confidence in myself, didn't want to be seen, wanted to just keep my head down. And actually, what did that mean for me? What did I miss out on? I missed out on a lot. I missed out on going out to clubs, to just going out drinking with friends. I was an 80s child and I loved a lot of the 80s music, but I would never dare go to a concert. Why? Because I didn't want to be seen. I wanted to just keep hidden because I thought people would just judge me and laugh at me. And I didn't go to sporting events. I didn't do any of that. So it was only when I then realized that, you know what? The only person that is missing out is me. Nobody else cares. Nobody else gives a damn. And perhaps nobody else knows. So it's about recognizing, actually, how are my decisions impacting me in a positive way, in a negative way? What am I missing out on by virtue of the decisions that I am making for myself? So when I started to realize this in my late 20s, I then thought, you know what? I'm going to make up for it. So then I started to really just my whole social life changed. I took up golf. I was going to the gym all the time. I'd go to loads of concerts. I was going out drinking, meeting friends, going to clubs, all of that. And I remember it was my cousin actually said to me, he goes, what are you doing? He goes, that's what you were doing in your 20s. Like, you're in your 30s now. And I was like, I didn't do it in my 20s. I'm making up for it. I'm going to go and I'm going to enjoy what I missed out on. But remember, no one else cares. No one else knows. It's a personal thing. It comes from here. And it's about recognizing what decisions are you making. So, for example, decisions not to speak up, to share your opinions, to be visible. That means that you are the one who's actually missing out on life. We all know, particularly over the last year or 15 months, you know, how precious life is. You know, all of us at least know at least one person, if not ourselves, who's been touched in a way of you know, losing someone close to them. So we know life is precious. And why are we making decisions that are holding us back, that are preventing us from, you know, following our passion or to realize our potential, to do what we're actually really, truly capable of? those are our decisions. We can blame other people's judgment and opinions and what they say and what they do, but ultimately it comes down to us. And it's about taking back that control and making those decisions for ourselves. So think about what not speaking up has cost you in the past. So by not speaking up, by not putting yourself out there, by not being visible, what has it cost you in the past? Maybe it's not sharing those ideas and opinions, which means that you've been, or maybe you've experienced a situation where you've not shared, but somebody else has, and you're sitting there thinking, damn, that was my idea, and that they shared it. So how does that make you feel? The other thing is missing out on opportunities. So I've given some examples from a personal perspective of where I missed out when I was younger, because I kept myself hidden. I didn't want to be seen. And it's the same in the workplace, in your career. You're missing out potential and opportunities if you don't make yourself known. I'm not suggesting, by the way, that you need to, if you're someone who's an introvert, it doesn't mean you suddenly need to become an extrovert. It just means that you want to speak up a little bit more. You want people to be aware of your existence, of who you are, of what you do, of the value that you're bringing. That's all it is. Doesn't mean you have to suddenly become this loud, outspoken person. Not at all. So missing out on opportunities, consider what opportunities have you missed out on, perhaps because you've held yourself back, because you've, you know, kept yourself hidden, quiet. And then what's happened when you've not asked questions because you're worried about other people's judgments or thinking it might be a stupid question, or so you've not asked about something you didn't know, how has that impacted you? And what about reaching out to connect to other people? How has that impacted you by not doing that when you had the opportunity because you didn't want to speak up? Maybe you didn't feel like you knew that person, so you didn't bother speaking to them. You know, I recognize I've worked for some very big companies, and one of the things I always took the opportunity to do, this was after I gained my confidence back, was I'd always chat to people, particularly people who didn't work in our team, because I wanted to get to know people outside of my immediate team. It's always good to know who else is working in the business, just learning about other people, getting to know them, so you have a wider network of people. But then when I needed to get something done within my job, I had people that I could pick up the phone to and reach out to and ask for help, for advice, you know, to approve something, whatever it was. I was able to do that because I took the time to speak to other people, to get to know them. So think about the connections that you're making and how can you expand your connections. So ultimately, the message I want to share with you today is this, is what I've learned over the years is that much of what holds us back is our own thoughts. Remember the chimp on our shoulder here. It's our thoughts that the things that we tell ourselves that hold us back from stepping out there, from making a decision, from trying new things, from speaking up, for asking for help. So my question for you today is, what is it you are doing that is holding you back, whether that's in your career or in your life? And what are you going to commit to doing differently to change that situation so that you're no longer missing out? That's my message for today. If you have any questions, comments, let me know. I'm happy to answer anything on this. And if you want to chat about this offline, then do direct message me. I'm happy to jump on a call with you. I do hope this has been helpful and it's given you some food for thought, some insights into why things may not be going as well for you. And it's not always about the circumstances or the people that are outside of our control. Oftentimes, a lot of what is happening for us is within our control. We just don't realize it yet. And that was a big part of the purpose of today's live, is to share with you that actually we have a lot more control than we realize. We need to start building up our self-awareness, honing that, becoming aware of our thoughts, our behaviors, our responses to any given situation. And what can we do differently to get a better outcome? And when you feel uncertain about something, if you're feeling anxious, nervous, scared, then ask yourself why. What's causing that emotion for you? What is it you're scared or worried about? And how rational is that? And are you therefore allowing those thoughts that are creating those emotions for you Are you allowing other people, therefore, to control you? You're disempowering yourself by thinking to yourself, well, if I speak up, people might laugh at me. Well, now you're giving control to people in the room, essentially, by saying, well, they might judge me, so I'm not going to say anything. But that's not helpful to you. So please remember that. What holds us back more than anything is the thoughts that we have going on in our own little head, in our mind, the little chimp here on the shoulder, and the inner dialogue, things that we tell ourselves that most of the time are, they put us down, they hold us back, and they're often not the truth. So take some time to think about that. I hope this has been helpful for you and you've got something to take away from it. I'd like to say, remember to build your influence, to make an impact, and to be remembered for the right reasons by showing up as the best version of you. Take care, enjoy the rest of the week, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.